I just want to ask you the question, do you want to be used of God? Does it matter what he uses you to do? If you don't get recognized, if you don't get front seat, are you still available to be used of God?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue on in this sermon series through the life of Paul. This is part four from that series, How to Be Usable for God. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Come on now. It's the cleansing power of the blood that makes us a believer. So in other words, my dear friends, this means that we have to act like saints, not like snobs. If anybody's going to come to our church, they don't need to get bust through the wall of prejudice or a list of rules. We treat everybody, and let me go on record and say at Pace Assembly, everybody's welcome in this place. Amen. Aren't you glad you got a church where everybody's welcome? Yes. Even you. Look at your neighbor and tell them they even let you in here. Come on, somebody. Second thing. Well, there's your scripture. Dear brother, how can you, I put it in the Living Bible. I love the way this reads. Dear brother, how can you claim that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, if you show favoritism to rich people and look down on poor people? Now, the direct reference here in James 2 is, you follow it up, you read verse 2 and on. He says, don't you, when a rich man comes in the building, don't you escort him from the back door, put him on the front row because he's rich. And I'll tell you, we're in the political season. And politicians will come to this church, but I got news for you. We offer up seating, whatever is necessary, but they're men and women just like all the rest of us that need Jesus Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Second thing, we've got to decide in advance. Somebody say in advance. We've got to decide in advance to live faithfully. Look at verse number 19 in Acts 10. While Peter thought on the vision, and the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Verse 21. Peter went down. This is the story. Peter went down with the men, went down to Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom thou ye seek. What is the cause wherefore you've come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, the just man. He goes on to tell him he's a good report, so forth and so on. The angel appeared to him. And so Peter got up and went his way. Verse 24, the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Look at that. Isn't this powerful? He called together his near friends. All right, now just stay with me a minute. Because of the persecution, I'm going to explain this. This all plays into this entire story. Because you got to realize, and if you haven't seen the movie, The Apostle Paul, it really plays this out in a lot of ways. I told you, I've already seen it. And it really plays this out in a very intense way of the threat atmosphere that would keep the Christians of that day isolated and in their houses and afraid of what's going on. They were still getting the word out, but in Jerusalem, a lot of persecution had taken place. But remember, because Saul was over there killing them to start with. And what was it that spread the gospel? It wasn't a bus ride that got them up to Antioch or to Caesarea or whatever. It wasn't a subway. It wasn't an airplane that spread the gospel. It was persecution. The Bible says that scattered hundreds of them, or scattered literally thousands of them, hundreds of miles. All right? The word scattered here that is used in the scripture in chapter 11, I read chapter 10. I knew something was not filling out. Look at chapter 11, please. Chapter 11, I'm sorry. chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phinehas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but only to the Jews only. And some of them were the men of Cyprus and Cyrene and when they had come to Antioch, which will be key here in a moment, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them. Now notice this, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, you remember we studied him last week, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that they, with purpose of heart, that they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, Barnabas was, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added to the Lord. All right, I apologize for that misread there a few moments ago. This is Acts 11, verses 19 through 24. So because of the persecution, they're scattered all over the place. This word scattered, powerful word here that's used, it means to distribute or to sow. So it wasn't persecution that we would look at that everybody's going to get killed. So many of them are, but it was God's plan and purpose to scatter them, to distribute them through that persecution and sow them into different locations to plant churches, to start congregations, to preach the gospel. God used that persecution of the church to scatter those seeds all over the known civilized world. Now, this reveals, my friends, that Satan can't do anything to us that God can't turn it around for good. Bible says, for the children of Israel in Egypt, the more they suffered, the more they felt the pressure, the more they increased. So if Satan is the one who's been the instigator of the hardship and disappointment inside of your life, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says God can, notice the terminology, turn those things that were evil around for good, for the purpose of God. So what's happening here? Many believers were scattered to Antioch. If you don't think the Bible is relevant, my friends, please read this. They were scattered to Antioch. Where is that? In Syria. The very place where the conflict is going on right now, that all the eyes are there. This is some 300 miles north of Jerusalem, and the Bible says that many people there became believers and turned to the Lord. Very important terminology that's being used right here. Many people turned unto the Lord, Acts 11, verse 21, and formed up a very large church. Please notice, they not only believed, but they turned. They didn't just believe, they turned. It's not good enough for you to say, I believe. Repentance means I turn. Yes. Yes. Notice the call, the clarion call in prayer for revival. The Bible says there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Right? Okay, so it's not enough to just believe in Jesus. Why? Because James 2 and 19 says this, thou believest that there is one God, you do well, but the devils also believe and tremble. So if all you have is believing in Jesus, you have no greater faith than devils. What's the difference that makes you a Christian, which is you're going to see here in just a moment where everything changed? The difference is, you're not just believing. Okay, I came to the altar believing. I knelt down, I said, Jesus, forgive me of my sins, whatever. I'm repenting before God. I heard the prayer, I prayed the prayer, I believed it in my heart. And now what? Do I stay here at the altar? What am I doing? I'm turning. The mere physical act that happens at the altar is a spiritual change of the heart. I believe and I turn and leave my sins at the altar. Believing and turning from my wicked ways, okay? When the word happens and the word comes to Antioch and it reaches Jerusalem, the church in Jerusalem says they're going to need some help. This is a brand new church plant down there in Antioch. A lot of things happening, people getting saved and born again, turning. There's evidence that's there. We need that verified. So what do? They send the encourager. They send Barnabas to investigate. The Bible said he was a good man. And why did they send Barnabas? Because he had no prejudice in his heart toward anybody. Now think about it. These are folks that are in Antioch in Syria. Let's take it for right now, y'all. Let's take it right now. And I recorded this, some of it, that will come out for Prophecy Files this weekend. And I was talking to our editing crew and so forth. I said, listen, I want to make sure that we put pictures on there for this coming weekend as I'm speaking about the Persian or the Iranian people. Because while we're listening to the rhetoric and the prophetic sounds coming actually from the leaders of Iran that are saying, according to Psalm 83, God wrote it a long time ago, let's wipe Israel off the map, let's push them into the sea. Those are the very terminologies found in Psalm 83. Watch the program this weekend. I said, I want to make sure we understand, while these guys in leadership are the mouthpiece of the devil, the Iranian Persian people are hungry for God. There is a, look, oh man, I heard this and I may have to edit this for the prophecy program this weekend, because while I was sitting there taping it, dealing with North Korea and South Korea, the North Korean president has announced he's going to open the door for Christian missionaries to come into North Korea and preach the gospel. I don't think you understand. A few days ago, they were arresting preachers, and they have one in prison and multiple ones in prison right now. Let me take it a step further. The Bible Society was taking Bibles in bags. You can see this on YouTube. And binding them together just a few days ago, tying balloons, helium balloons to them, and letting them float from the border of South Korea into North Korea so they could get the word of God in. Now, by the sovereign hand in the last days, by an almighty God, unsuspecting to anybody else, these two leaders crossed the border, and now he says, I want to welcome the Christian missionaries to come in. Y'all, here's my question. Who's going to step across the line and not be prejudiced towards the Korean people or the Syrian people or, wait for it, ISIS? I mean, who needs Jesus and who don't, huh? Well, Pastor, I'll never be going over there. I know. How about that neighbor that you've been living across the street from now for decades? Come on now. You didn't come to church tonight for me to pat your back. I'm an encourager like Barnabas. There is a harvest field that is waiting. People are getting saved by the droves. Listen to me, y'all. If you ever have one person that you ever personally win to the Lord, there will be an addiction button that goes off inside of you that says, that was exciting. I think I'll reach for another one. Amen. Wonder what would happen next Sunday if God unlocked it like he did for the North and South Koreans and the doors were open. We can't afford to be prejudiced against anybody. If they walk in the door and they got a head rag around their head and their eyes covered up, come on in. Sit down and hear the word of God that will unlock your soul. Come on. Have you been saved so long? Boy, I feel the anointing now. I'm off script right now. Have you been saved so long that it's so familiar to you that it doesn't make any difference whether somebody gets saved or not? You just like coming to church and singing a song and hearing a sermon or hearing a Wednesday night. Is there a passionate pull on your heart to say, wait a minute, we haven't seen somebody saved like we need to. Maybe something else is going on. Let's stir up our soul for the kingdom of God's sake. Don't you let your salvation get stale.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.